This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's election day. We continue with another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from 550 K-Fire. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. AM 1100, the flag. KTGO, the flag. 1090 in the Bakken and KLTC Dickinson. Plus your iHeart radio app as well. We are What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our election coverage tonight, by the way. Don't forget that. Starts at 7 o'clock. We'll have it on 550 K-Fire and AM 1100. All the local races, the big gubernatorial races, and everything in between. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Credit Union Associations of the Dakotas. Credit unions know their members and have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. They've been serving their members for nearly 100 years. Member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and we thank them very much. All right, two pieces of information from the last hour before we get to Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. 14th and Spaulding is where the Optimist Club in North Bismarck has a club, park rather, named for them. The Optimist Park. 14th and Spaulding, it's behind KX News there. They're going to have at 12 noon a ceremony, actually at 12:30, the actual flag raising of this park that we've been talking about. So that's when it's going to happen. I will not be able to be there, but I don't have to bring a flag now, darn it, anyway. I've got some running around to do, and it will be on the air at 3. We will have coverage tonight, by the way. Starting, I'm doing Chris Berg's television show, KX4, 6:30 tonight, and get that on at least a good chunk of the eastern half of the state or online from anywhere, Valley News Live. And also then with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, anchoring the coverage for 550 K-Fire, John Trandum for AM 1100 The Flag, and then Steve Hallstrom will be at Doug Burgum's campaign headquarters. I'll be at the election night headquarters for Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, with a good chunk of North Dakota's Republican Party. Tonight at the Bismarck Country Club with live coverage that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The other piece of information from last hour is a couple of calls we didn't get to. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and then we'll get to Ralph. Chris in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to thank you for recognizing Flag Day and for taking that very pleasant, neutral position on Election Day, first of all. And then from my perspective of a young Marine, okay, I'm not young anymore.
Chris, I'm having one heck of a tough time hearing you. I don't know if you can go off hands-free maybe and chat with us without causing an accident, but I'd love to hear what you're saying. I'm just having trouble hearing it.
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yep.
Okay. I just wanted to, from the perspective of what the flag means, from someone who was in the Marine Corps and Army 30 years ago, when I was running harder than I ever had, the flag was in my mind, and the people like my grandfather from World War II, who had a ship blown out from underneath him and survived on a beach until they could be rescued, and the flag motivated me. And when you look down the barrel of a rifle, preparing to do your duty for your country until you get permission to stop, the flag comes up into your mind. And when you're in an airplane, and it's 1,000 feet over the ocean in the middle of the night, and a green light comes on, the flag is definitely part of your calculus that motivates you to get out that door. And so for people that are wondering what Flag Day means to some of us and why we want the Optimist Club to get that flag swapped out and why we want people to honor our flag, there are hundreds of thousands of men who have been in my position, and women too. And I just want to thank you for drawing attention to it. And that, and when you get to the Red Skelton thing, I hope people slow down and remember. Sometimes when you jump out of an airplane, it's the last act you do. Sometimes when you stare down that rifle, or you prepare to launch that weapon, it may be the last thing you do as the last great act in service of your fellow man and freedom, like it's never been had on this planet before. And that's all, just from an old Marine.
Well, nothing like hearing from a leatherneck, Chris. Thanks for putting that all in perspective. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Good to hear from you. Do me a favor, call again, and really enjoyed hearing that. And I just have this vision of you running, you know, and your fellow leathernecks running, and everyone
did that a lot.
This country, and thinking about that, and yeah, the acts you do, incredible. Appreciate it very much. Another great American joining us on our newsmaker line is Colonel Ralph Peters, who is, in addition to being a veteran, an analyst you see regularly on Fox News Channel, and a great American, a fabulous author. And he has a new book that'll be out in 2 weeks that I'd pre-order now if I were you. It's called The Damned of Petersburg. Ralph, nice to have you on the show again. How are you, Colonel?
Well, it's always great to talk to you, but, you know, the rule is you got to call me Ralph. Scott, at this point in my life, when people call me Colonel, I feel like I should be wearing a white suit and selling fried chicken.
Oh, you are a piece of work. Glad to have you on.
Yeah, I'm proud of my service, but the neighbors just want me to cut the grass.
So bring me back to, you know, whatever time you woke up Saturday morning and took a look at your television set or phone or everything else, what you were thinking as we learned what we now know what happened in Orlando.
Yeah, well, when the news broke on Sunday, my wife and I were driving out to a vineyard restaurant for a nice country lunch. Well, she's a journalist as well, and we both knew that was not going to be the main story of the day, our luncheon. So what did I think? I thought, you know, how preventable all this is, how tragic, how we do this to ourselves, how Islamist terrorists don't play by the American left's handbook. They don't discriminate between good and bad Americans, between straight and gay, between Democrats and Republicans. Islamist terrorists want to kill Americans, period. Young, old, male, female, they want to kill us. And in this particular case, we're learning that that the shooter was one sick puppy on a lot of levels. But it's no matter what other problems he may have had, the catalyst for him, the motivating force, the trigger mechanism was radical Islam. And these two Islamist websites he logged onto, read, chat rooms he visited. He visited other chat rooms too. But this clearly fanatical Islam gave him the solution to his troubled life, as he saw it. And going to that club and slaughtering 49 people, seriously wounding 53 more, was to him not only a personal act of vengeance for his conflicted, crazy sexuality, but it was an act that was pleasing to God, or so his Islamist tutors had assured him. And then we had our president, Scott, saying, well, this is homegrown terrorism. We don't really know what it means. We do know what it means. He was shouting Allahu Akbar. He was preaching Islam. He went to a radical mosque. He was threatening coworkers.
He called 911. He called 911.
We can't do anything about it.
He calls 911 on himself to say, here's what I'm going to do and why. You know, this is the nice, the silver lining in this horrific tragedy. The stupidity of the argument, as you say, of the American left is so raw. It's so there for everyone to see about this. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Ralph, but, go back to Fort Hood. That's when I started calling political correctness deadly, because it clearly was there. You had in San Bernardino neighbors who, I don't like the looks of this, but I'm not turning them in because I don't want to be called an Islamophobe. And now we learn this guy worked for some place where the boss wouldn't fire him, even though everybody there said, hey, we got to turn this guy in, because he said, I don't want a lawsuit. Trying to
exactly.
Fight him because it was religious. This is so when you say it's preventable, what do we do to stop that insanity that I just described?
Well, first of all, we need leadership. And I don't see it on the horizon, unfortunately. But Congress needs to get back to its fundamental job. The fundamental purpose of Congress is not to reelect congressmen. It is to pass laws, to amend our laws as required by changing times. And there are things Congress could do. Well, obviously, the best thing would be a declaration of war if the president would request one. That enables a lot of things. Let me give you one concrete, no-brainer example. We know that these jihadi websites, these hate sites and chat rooms, they are the primary tool Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and others have for radicalizing Westerners. That's what they use. We know it. There's a direct cause and effect. But we've done virtually nothing. Well, there's a model for how to take them down. The model is the way we go after child pornography. If you download child pornography or post it, it is a federal crime and you go to jail. Well, these Islamist chat rooms and websites are preaching murder, encouraging people to kill Americans.
That's a great suggestion. I never thought of that. But
make
you're
it a federal
right.
crime to log on to them or post
you're
them.
You're so right. We've perfected that on the child pornography. Why not use the same tools? Ralph, are you able to stay for a few more minutes?
A few more minutes.
Okay, up against the break. We'll finish after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Get Dad what he really wants for Father's Day at Max Hardware. Buy a $100 Max gift card for just $75. Limit 2 per customer. A 105-piece tool kit with case, $39.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt premium tool kit. Carhartt pocket t-shirts are only $11.99, our lowest price of the year. See our sale ad at maxhardware.com and register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wanted to talk about Donald Trump and freedom of the press. Terry and Sterling wants to talk about how to end terrorism, and Mike in Wilton wants to talk about freedom of the press as well. So we're going to do all that coming up here. Your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline are welcome at 800-228-0550. We have the famous Flag Day tribute. We're making it a famous Flag Day tribute. It's a tribute to the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance from Red Skelton. Our listeners asked for it. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to talk about something to divert us from Election Day here in the great state of North Dakota, and also all the other things that are going on right now, and talk about making summers better for kids with disabilities, something the NDAD folks are doing. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program as well. Finishing our conversation with Colonel Ralph Premiers right now. Ralph is a Fox News analyst and the author of the fourth of five series of books coming out of the Civil War. The Damned of Petersburg will be out in 2 weeks. This is the 33rd book, so pretty incredible. It's only 32nd, yeah, okay. I'm exaggerating. I'm pumping you up a little bit, as always. I want to go back before we let you go. We're also going to stay with us for a couple minutes, and we'll get to the calls here. You said before what's so awful about Orlando is that it was preventable. And we talked about the politically correct part of this, and you have a great solution, by the way, on using the same tools we do for child pornographers. That'd be great. How about on the battlefield? Right under George W. Bush's tenure, it was, we're going to take the battle to them. Kill them there before they come here, right? And I've heard you before say, kill, don't capture. Kill, don't capture, because you get no intelligence value out of these people anyway when they're at. Kill them, kill more of them. So militarily, what do we need to do more of?
Well, you know, kill, don't capture is the way to go, because prisoners are a liability, with some rare exceptions that have may have really high intelligence value. Generally, you kill them. These guys have no reverse gear. They can't be retrained. They can't be reindoctrinated. I beg your pardon. But even George W. Bush pulled his punches. Didn't quite realize how the scope and scale and depth of this war. Remember, George W. Bush administration wouldn't talk about radical Islam either. They danced around it. They didn't want to offend Muslims, et cetera, which, you know, so we engage in this baby talk. What you need to do, you need a declaration of war, and you need to prosecute it like a war. You don't engage in wanton mass killings of civilians, but you do accept that to exterminate these guys, there will be collateral damage. Some innocent people will die. It is regrettable, but stop sending in the lawyers. Stop apologizing for everything. Make intelligent decisions. And, my God, even if, as a result of our actions against Islamic State, for instance, if some innocent Muslims are killed, it's still a lot better than watching tens of thousands of them be killed, raped, tortured, and burned. I mean, we've been sold by Hollywood and defense contractors on a myth of sterile war, of perfect precision. Warfare is never perfectly surgical or clean. It is messy. Even peacetime maneuvers are messy. I mean, the military is a huge, dangerous instrument, and we need to, instead of court-martialing soldiers or putting them out of the military for beating up an Afghan child rapist, we should be behind our men and women in uniform. And then on the domestic front, we need to treat law-abiding Muslims absolutely fairly, but we do not have to indulge extremists, hate speech in mosques. We do not have to indulge radicals like this guy. I mean, this guy in Orlando had all the red flags flying high. And the FBI was afraid to really do anything about him. They don't want lawsuits. I mean, it is pathetic. If it walks like an Islamist terrorist and it talks like an Islamist terrorist and it looks like an Islamist terrorist, we need to have the means to either deport them if they're non-citizens, or if they are citizens, we need forms of preventive detention.
Boy,
that's
going
to be controversial with some people, but if you are logging on to Islamic State websites, I want you in jail.
I'm just sitting here stunned at how much sense this is making. And as you say, coming back to the very simple thing, of the most frustrating thing about the horrific thing right now today, about these families that are preparing to bury their loved ones. Just watched during the break, a press conference with all of the survivors and the doctors, and talking about the attack and everything. And my anger just grows by the minute over the fact that it was preventable. And you point that out very well. Ralph, good luck on the launch of that next book, and look forward to chatting with you again soon. We so appreciate your great counsel at times like this. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Ralph Premiers, Colonel Ralph Premiers. He's off now, so I can call him that, because he is a great author. The Damned of Petersburg. I tell you what. You want a great gift for a child in your family? There's a lot of graduations that most of them have happened, but we've all got kids going off to college or whatever. Get in the series on the Civil War. I'm telling you, if tomorrow's leaders don't understand
our past. They'll never be prepared for our future. And his books are just, I only regret I don't have enough time to, you know, just soak them all in. But they get more awards than you can imagine. I mean, the hardware he's gotten is just incredible. Where'd Emo go? Emo and Washburn wanted to talk about Donald Trump and freedom of the press, but I see Mike does too, so maybe we can talk about that with Mike, and Emo will be happy. If not, Emo, give us a call back. Let's get going here. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Terry, Sterling, go. You're up.
Yeah. I have this thing, these Islamist terrorists. My theory is the way to solve that problem is if somebody blows himself up or if somebody's killing a bunch of innocent people and we kill them, we just need to plainly – these people are being brainwashed that if they kill Americans or if they kill Israel people or whatever, they're going to be honored with all these virgins when they go to heaven. And the way to solve that is if they're killed, killing other people, or if they're killed as a terrorist, we butcher a pig, wrap them in pigskin, and hang them in Main Street, and let it be known that if anybody dies in a terrorist mode, that this is what's going to happen to them. And I'll guarantee if the word gets out that we'll do that, it'll solve the whole problem.
Yeah, peace through strength is a big part of this, Terry. Well said. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mike and Wilton, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think there are soldiers. So many of them died, so we have the freedom of the press. And we have Donald Trump now saying he's not going to let the Washington Post cover his rallies, and we have KFYR that hangs up on people who disagree with them.
Let's take it one at a time here. The first offense you're concerned about is Donald Trump. First of all, let me agree with you. Our soldiers died for, among other things, freedom of the press. So we agree on that. Second thing you said is Donald Trump is not allowing a newspaper to cover his rallies. Is that what you said?
Correct. And I said also said.
Okay,
KFYR,
so let's stop. Yeah, we'll go to the KFYR. One at a time. One at a time. Just take a breath.
Okay.
The first one, you're wrong. That's not the case. Donald Trump is not letting the Washington Post cover his rallies. What Donald Trump is doing is saying, we only have so many seats on a plane, and you can get there all you want, but get there on your own plane, which I don't really have a problem with myself, given the fact that the coverage has been biased. But they're not banned from the rallies. Facts are important, Mike.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months in most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, and we appreciate it. We want your calls, questions, and comments all the time, anytime, on our 24-7 Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 855-200-1776. And, of course, when we're live on the air, you know the numbers. You could text Todd at 701-226-8503. We've been promising we'd play Red Skeleton. We will momentarily. And listen to it. Get yourself in a place. Pull the car over. Excuse yourself from a meeting, whatever. If it's just background, turn it up a little because you're going to want to hear this. It's an appropriate Flag Day activity to hear Red Skeleton, Star Spangled Banner, and our flag in focus on this Flag Day. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you go online to secureenergyfuture.org, that's secureenergyfuture.org, you'll find a wealth of information about what the lignite industry in North Dakota and the coal industry really nationwide is enduring in the way of a regulatory battle. It's death by regulation is what it is. And it's sadly what government has become in some cases, especially with the EPA. Congressman Kramer will be on with us tomorrow. I don't think there's anybody better that is able to untangle that web that they weave. If you want some good entertainment some weekend, find the C-SPAN coverage of the hearings in which Congressman Kramer has questioned Gina McCarthy of the EPA. And Gina McCarthy herself had come out here and, you know, says a lot of nice things and Heitkamp's all excited and then you hear the reality of it. And the Clean Power Plan, for instance, originally called for a reasonable, although in my mind unnecessary, but at least some would say fair because other states were similar in the way of reductions in carbon emissions. And soon it became, you know, ridiculous. It became, you know, double-digit stupidity directed at really shutting down the industry. That's what this industry and your friends and neighbors are going through, the people that provide affordable electricity and reliable electricity. So this stuff matters. I care a lot about this industry. I've talked about them for decades on this program, and I hope you do too. They are a friend in a battle, and we need to go to work for them. So let your elected leaders know what you think about it. You can do that all very easy. It's Secure Energy Future. .org. Before the break, we had a call from Mike from, where did he say he was from? I think he said he was from Wilton.
He said he was from Wilton, yeah.
But it wasn't Mike from Wilton. It was Mike from somewhere else, and he disguised his voice to Manny to get on. Fine. I don't mind, honestly. I really don't. We prefer you be honest, but it doesn't matter. If you call and say you're Tim from Timbuktu, it doesn't matter. We'll put you on. But in this particular case, he was doing it because, you know, he wanted to try and say that we shut him down. No, we don't. We don't shut anybody down, but we do require a certain level of honesty and also a dialogue. And in his case, he wasn't
being truthful. By the way, I want to say this about Donald Trump and the whole freedom of the press thing with the Washington Post. I wouldn't have done what Donald Trump did to the Washington Post. My view is kill him with kindness. He's making a point and he's doing it differently. My point is it becomes a story then. And we're talking about Donald Trump throwing the Washington Post off the plane rather than talking about how much better he would be as commander-in-chief when we have a fight like we have right now on our hands. So I wouldn't do it, but he did it, and that's all right. Let's see here. Let's go to Hazen, North Dakota, speaking of coal country, and Mike. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the guy asked me where I was. I am in Wilton. I'm from Hazen. I'm not disguising my voice.
All right. Well, we've heard enough from you today, my friend. I do appreciate you. And on a day we have more time, if you want to complain about K-Fire shutting you down, I'm happy to take it on. But today's not the day. Go look at the flag and soak in what it stood for and what it means and call another day. Stephen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just going to say, who would ever want to be a Muslim, especially when their Quran on their Quran says to make jihad against the unbelievers, and that's what Muslims do is that they will die in jihad, in order to get their 72 conversions, and to be like Muhammad, who chopped 900 people's heads off in one day. Who would ever want to be a Muslim? Now, not all Muslims are this way, but they can always be that way because Islam, ISIS controls 80% of the mosque in USA, and that can easily happen. And you have kids sawing off people's heads because they're Christian.
Yeah, speaking
and it
of
can't
that,
happen here.
Speaking of that, I don't remember the guy's name, but there's some radical cleric who's in America, Islamic cleric, there's a connection to all of these attacks. I say Fort Hood, San Bernardino, and also Orlando. I think there was one other one in there as well, in which they had either been watching this guy's videos, connecting in some way with his comments, referencing them, or in the case of the Fort Hood shooter, actually dialoguing with the dude on email. Dude's not the right word for this, scumbag. But my point is, to yours, that hatred that they preach is what we, going back to the conversation with Ralph Peters, and wasn't he great? Did you hear Colonel Peters, Steve?
Yeah, I did. It was pretty good.
I mean, that's the kind of common sense we need to have to take this thing on. And when a cleric is saying that and the connection is there, you watch the cleric. You go into the mosque. Because now it's not about freedom of religion anymore. It's about an attack on America. So those are great points.
He's commanded by the Quran to say this.
Those are good points, Steve. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Valley City. I wonder what they think about Flag Day.
Good morning, Scott. I was just thinking when they asked to play Red Skeletons, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, what would the world be like today if there had never been an America? Ugh. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, that's a thought worthy of a...
No doubt.
I mean, that's what the flag stands for, right? How much blood, sweat, and tears were spilled so that flag could fly, so this country could do, and imagine a world without America. And some people apologize for it, but not Red Skeleton. Here he is on What's on Your Mind.
Getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the 7th grade. I went to the 7th grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I work in the summer, I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher, he was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I,
me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning, so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided. With liberty, which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
Oh, how great is that? Isn't that thing just fantastic? I know, Todd, you've been fond of playing that over the years. We get calls, too, if you know, and say, hey, can you play that? And I always go, you bet we'll play it because it's great. So keep asking because that's fantastic. I've not had a chance to get a lot of texts today, but I'll do a couple of those before we go to the break here. Here's someone said, the best flag in the state, where would that be? Well, first of all, tell me. Tell me where they are, and we'll celebrate them on the program. We'll make every day Flag Day. We'll give another shout-out for a different flag every single day. So let us know anytime, 855-200-1776. Okay, extension one, leave a message, 24-7 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Another text, the best flag of the state is at Patriot Fuels on Highway 85 by Alexander. That is a dandy. Mostly because it's high up on a hill, it's huge, and you come up on it. It's just, they've got it lit up great. Another texter says, when I see the flag, I feel so proud. I feel proud to have volunteered to defend and uphold the interests and values our country was founded on. God bless you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. And my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another My Pillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome to Big Flavor Hotline, Don Mandan. What's on your mind, Don?
Hello. Hey, I'd like to talk about the state budget.
Budget? Quickly, if you would. I've got a guest coming up here in a second, but I'm... That sounds like a weighty topic, but give me your best 30 seconds on the state budget. What concerns you?
Okay. The colleges and universities in North Dakota have had to cut their budgets back by 4% because of a revenue shortfall.
Right.
But, you know, for the past 5 years or so, we've had so much extra revenue coming in from oil and stuff, you know. I just wondered why, you know, now that we have 1 year lower revenue from oil, why the budget all of a sudden has to be cut back 4%.
It's a question, I guess, for our elected leaders, Don, and I will make note of it, make sure we get an answer. Sorry, we don't have the time to dig into it today. You did remind me, though, I just saw a story that Pat Springer has done for Forum News Service on new numbers. North Dakota's economy shrank in 2015 by almost 6%, ending a decade of mostly robust growth that saw the state's output of goods and services more than double. We've been growing big time, and this is news in this that we don't go backwards, but it actually did go backwards. And off of enormous growth. But that certainly is, you know, some blinking lights on the dashboard. There's no doubt about that. Appreciate the call, Don. I wish I had more time for calls today. So we need 3 hours of a show, I guess. Todd, can you work on that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Todd's on the job, and it'll get figured out, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to end with something that really inspired me to keep in perspective things that are going on. I saw something late last week about an event coming up this weekend. Out in center North Dakota at Nelson Lake Recreation Area. And it was in the middle of a bunch of swirl of political back and forth. And I thought, you know what? I want to talk about this on Election Day. Because, number one, it's a neat story. And I want people to know things like this are available, in this case, for kids with disabilities, any kind of a physical disability. And I also thought, you know, in addition to wanting to get the word out, help all of us keep things in perspective. Mike Brew is a friend of mine. Mike and I worked in the same media market for a lot of years up there in Grand Forks. He at the Grand Forks Herald and me at KCNN is with the North Dakota Association of the Disabled. And they have a neat event called the 22nd Annual Escape to the Lake that's happening Saturday. And again, at Nelson Lake Recreation Center near Center, open to anyone with a physical disability who would like to water ski, which I just think is wonderful. They have some neat ways to do this. So, Mike, nice to have you. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Good to catch up with you. Tell folks about the North Dakota Association for the Disabled and what you do day in and day out.
Well, the NDAD, as we're known more now, has been around for 41 years. We help people with disabilities and serious health challenges in a variety of ways, from supporting community fundraisers, from direct financial aid, to recreational opportunities such as Escape to the Lake, which is now in its 22nd season. And we try to help people particularly who have nowhere else to go. And in some ways, we're an agency of last resort. We're also known a lot for providing free equipment loans for durable medical equipment in four communities around the state.
It's heartwarming to know organizations like this are doing good work. And 22nd annual, 22 years, people take the time, make sure these kids are able to be there. And I just think that's fantastic. What kind of stories have you heard about what joy this brings to the kids to be able to water ski when they have a physical disability?
Well, for one thing, Scott, it's turned into an event where it's kids of many ages. We actually have more young and middle-aged adults skiing now than we have children, although we've had children as young as 5 or 6 years old and adults in that 60-year-old area. But it ranges just a variety of people coming on, many who in their first time out had never been on water or never experienced anything like this. After all, it takes a lot of people to get some people, let's say someone with cerebral palsy, up on some kind of adaptable ski device. We've counted as many as a dozen to 13 people needed on average to get one skier with a disability a single lap around the waters of Nelson Lake in Oliver County. So as great as it is to see skiers young and not as young out there on the water, one of the truly rewarding things is to watch parents and friends and others come to watch and see the looks on their faces as they're seeing people who've been challenged with mobility issues, many of them for parts or all of their lives, get out there and hear them smile or see them smile, hear them giggle or laugh or make other noises if they have difficulties talking. It's just a truly memorable experience.
How you can listen to Mike and not want to be there is beyond me, because this is incredible. And it's an adaptive water recreation extravaganza. Lunch is included. They have a performance acrobatic ski show featuring the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts, which is really cool. Call in the AD if you want any more information on this. 800-532-ND80. Mike, thanks a ton for sharing that story with us. We appreciate it. Have a great event Saturday, okay?
Thank you very much, Scott. We appreciate it.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Nelson Lake Recreation Area near Center North Dakota is where it happens. Get out there. Take it in. Thanks to the sponsors, too, that make it happen. A lot of folks doing that. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We will see you tomorrow. And everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Sticks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.